Well, hello, 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 beautiful people. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Deer's Feet. If you are not new here, welcome back. And if you are new here, welcome, welcome. I love having new people. And if you are new here and you don't know really what Deer's Feet is about. One day I'm going to do just a little podcast on why the name Deer's Feet. Because people I wonder that sometimes. But anyway, but I do I this is a podcast where we keep it real about staying strong in our faith and I suffered from debilitating depression for many years, starting as a child, and I found freedom and healing in Christ, and I got a good Christian therapist, and we just worked together, and I'm on this journey, right? So I'm your host, Charmaine. My name is Charmaine. If I haven't said that and you don't know that. So so this is just a podcast about it's all about faith, healing, and overcoming. And like I said, we keep it real and it's all about staying strong and thriving after depression. And anyone who is a Christian and has battled depression or has issues with it. You probably know what I'm talking about because we don't really talk about it in the churches. I think since COVID, some churches are better with it. But when I was growing up, there was really no space to talk about something. So I kept it hidden inside and it just became this big ball of mess. Okay. So, but I want to be the voice and be what I wish I had, which is a Christian speaking out about this topic. So today's podcast is all about because we're in the season of giving and holiday season is upon us, ready or not. And I just want to talk about being great, being grateful, and something that I have found in a roundabout way, and you'll understand later, but it's all about the power of gratitude journaling. I think we all can understand or know about the power of gratitude. Science has proven that it really does something to our mentation and to the way that we go through our life and the way that we see life if we're grateful and ponder and think about things that we're grateful for on a regular basis. But science has also shown that a very powerful thing is not to just think about being grateful, but to journal it or to just write it down. You can call it journaling or whatever you want to call it, but writing it down, putting pen to paper is even more powerful. So, we're going to talk about journaling, and I know you might be saying, "Well, Charmaine, what are you talking about journaling?" I mean, there are a lot of people who do it. I'm going to be honest with you because we keep it real on here. I do not sit down and take this one journal and say, "Okay, this is my gratitude journal, and I'm going to write down what I'm grateful for today, and then tomorrow I do the same thing." I don't do that, okay? But I'm going to explain to you what I do, and hopefully that encourages and helps you because you're probably doing it. You may be doing it and don't realize that you're doing it, like I didn't. But there is something life-changing life-changing about putting pen to paper and then going back and reading it. Life-changing, I promise you. Because I think that when you are writing it, even if you do have a book, that you do journal in every day, a lot of people do. I'm just not one of those people. But when you're writing, I just feel like, and some of you may be able to relate to this, a lot of sometimes you're writing it because you're writing, let's say you're putting in your journal something that happened and you should be grateful for it and you want to write it down. It sometimes it doesn't hit you, or it doesn't hit you, or it hits you a different way when you go back and read it later. So writing, I love writing. I've been a writer. I grew up loving to write and read and write. So, but there's something about when you go back and read it and you just look at it, and it's like God shows you this incident that you wrote down or whatever you wrote down. He almost shows you in another kind of dimension that you didn't realize was there at the time that it was happening. And you're reading it, and you all of a sudden you have this aha moment, like, oh my goodness, that really happened. I really wrote that. That actually was happening, or that happened. So I'm gonna break this up into about three or four segments, this gratitude journaling. So let's grab a coffee, a tea, whatever keeps you cozy and nice, and let's just talk about why gratitude journaling can really shift your mindset and also deepen your healing journey, because we're all on this journey, right? And yes, I believe that there is healing, that Christ gives us healing, but remember, the enemy always is trying to throw stuff at us. So we're on a journey because we're going to be tested. The road is not always going to be rosy per se. I mean, when you're with Christ, I feel like the road is always rosy, even when it's hard, because you're with Christ, right? So you're going to see it through lenses that other people don't. Even when you're down, you're going to tend to get back up more quickly if you use all of your armor. You keep your armor on and use the arsenals that are available to you. And I believe that gratitude journaling is one of those arsenals. So, okay, so what is gratitude journaling? So, in a nutshell, it's regularly writing down stuff you're grateful for. It's actually a discipline. And like I said, even if you don't have a regular notebook that you sit down and every day you write in it, or every week at the end of every week or whatever, and you're making a mental note, or you're, 'cause you can use a virtual journal. You can use a computer, and you can use virtually. They have the computer. They have so many apps now that you can journal in, and you can use pen and paper. I like all of them. I'm a big pen and paper fan, though. And so that's just what it is. It's writing down stuff that you're grateful for. It's a discipline, and you're doing it regularly. And sometimes, one of the things that I have realized that you can sometimes, like when you're really, because it's gratitude journal is not always when you're happy or when something is going great, So, and sometimes you need prompts, to help you write down, even if you're not sad or anything. You're just like sitting there going, oh, I'm supposed to write my gratitude journal because it's good for my mental health. And sometimes you need some good prompts. I mean, sometimes we just do. So I have about three or four, one, two, three, four, four or five, that I can throw out to you. You may have your own too. So please leave them in the comments, or you can follow me on social media if you don't already, Instagram at Dears with an S underscore feet, FEET. And tell me your gratitude journaling prompts. So here are some of mine. What happened today that was good? What or who am I taking for granted that I can be thankful for, or I need to be thankful for? I looked this up, and science does show that these are the things that really affect our mental health when we're thinking about things like in the gratitude range, like people or things that we take for granted. If we sit down and start thinking about that, and then it'll come to us. I believe that's the Holy Spirit that comes to us and says and points to things that you're like, oh my goodness, wow. Another prompt is, what's something you're looking forward to? They say that's a good prompt for being grateful, for pointing you to gratitude. If you start thinking about something you're looking forward to, another one is, what's something that made you smile today? And then you, of course, you're grateful for that. Because smile, science shows us, the more you smile, that affects your mental health too. Like literally physically and scientifically. And another one I wrote down is, write about a happy memory. So a gratitude journal doesn't always have to be something that's just happening right now. It can be something that happened in the past, a happy memory. Okay. So, oh, and remember, it's not perfection. Journaling is not perfection. It's about your perspective. When you're doing a gratitude journal, it's about your perspective. Like I said, everything doesn't have to be going peachy king and all rosy, but it's about how you're seeing it, what eyes you're seeing it through. So when you practice gratitude, the reason, oh, here's the thing, is why it works, is the science shows that when you practice gratitude, you stop magnifying your problems and you start magnifying. For us as Christians, or I'm a Christian, you may not be a Christian listening to this, I mean, you don't have to be, but I see it as, we start magnifying God's provision. We start magnifying positive things instead of magnifying the problem, and then we shift our focus. When we magnify something else other than the problem, then that shifts our focus. And that's what changes everything, is when we shift our focus. Because I'm going to tell you, because I'm coming from a Christian viewpoint, because that's what brought me through. And the enemy always wants to get you down. And he wants you to focus on the things that are negative and the things that make you sad. So when you shift your focus on Christ, he's really upset because the Bible says that when we focus on God and we keep our thoughts on God, then the devil has to flee, even if it's for a moment, and he tries to come back, which he usually does, but he has to flee. So keep your focus. When you gratitude journal, that takes your focus off your problems, because you don't have to be in a place of perfection. Okay, so then what is the science of scripture behind gratitude? So break it down to, why does gratitude generally work? Science says it rewires your brain. Okay, we were just talking about that, because we're focusing on positive moments. So, but as Christians, as a Christian woman, I know it goes deeper than science, right? But God is the author of science. And Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So that whole with thanksgiving part, that's where your gratitude comes in. So when we thank God in the middle of a whole messy situation, we unlock his peace, and that's a peace that the world doesn't know or understand. And verse 7 of Philippians 4 says it surpasses all understanding and will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So that's what that's a big thing that can happen when we're journaling our gratitudes, because we are have changed our focus from what's not so right to God and the positive in the midst of the storm. So that's why I was saying in the beginning, so gratitude is just, it's not just a nice thing to have. It's a weapon in our healing arsenal. Gratitude is a weapon in our arsenal on this journey of healing. So please remember that and remind me every time you get a chance. If you know me personally or if you're on IG, it always put give me a comment to remind me, and we can help each other because I do need reminding of that too, like I'm sure we all do at times. So then step three is, how do we start gratitude journaling? So I have about 4 or 5 points on how to do that. You pick a journal. Like I said, it can be hard copy, beautiful, leather bound, or whatever, flowers on it, or whatever, like a physical book. It can be a notebook from the Dollar Tree. Let me tell y'all, I get all of my notebooks now, my journals, my spirals and stuff. I go to the Dollar Tree because they have some really good stuff. And I don't like a really big journal because my mind is all over it. And I like little ones that I can put so much in it, and then I have to go to the next thing. So that's when I'm putting pen to paper, I like to grab stuff, and I like to be able to throw stuff in my bag or in my pocket even. So, but yeah, try the Dollar Tree or the, I think all the 99-cent stores are gone, but the Dollar Trees, they have the greatest little journals. And like I said, notes on your app or your phone, any kind of digital journal. You set a time. Now, I looked this, I was looking up ways to start a journal, and one of them did say you set a time, and I know a lot of people do this. You set a time to just sit and just, write, and my hat's off to anybody who can do that. I or who does that. That's not me. So what I do is, and I hope this helps you, and encourages you if you're more like me, that don't set times. And like I said, hats off to you if you do. I would love it if I could be that disciplined about sitting down and actually writing it. But usually I'm writing when it comes to me, or a lot of times it's when something has happened and it's been in the past, and then I write it. And then I used to say, unfortunately, I have all of these books, but now I realize I'm not going to give it a negative spin. So what I did is, one day I found all my books where I was writing stuff, and found all of this copy, all of these written words, and I just put them all together and keep them in a in the same place. So I know that I can pull stuff to read and pull stuff to add to. And yeah, so you can do that. You can set a time, or you can just, write when the spirit hits you. Start small. I like this one. Just write like one to three things that you're grateful for. Don't force it. Just sit down and ask the Lord to show you. Please show me today, say, I want to write something down. And if you can't think of anything, ask the Lord to show you, because a lot of times what he'll do is he'll take you back to a situation that you thought was a little crazy, and then he'll show you the his hand in that situation, and you'll go, oh my goodness, I am so grateful for that. So ask him to show you. Be honest. Please be honest. Like I said, it's not about perfection. It's not about pretending. It's about finding light in the darkness. It's about finding his hand in situations that you didn't realize it was there. And it's about the obvious gratefulness things, like this person smiled at me, or a bird, a beautiful exotic birds. Whenever I go to visit my mom, I see all these birds that I never seen. It's like we're on another island, on an island or something. She has these beautiful birds, and because she doesn't live in a big city, and that stuff that's obvious. But also, it's about looking for stuff in the darkness, in the things that you thought was darkness, which it was at the time, and asking the Lord to show you his hand there. And then, another tip I give is to I'm giving you is to, like I had said, make it a prayer. Turn your gratitude list into a conversation with God. Thank him for everything he's done. I always thank you for what you've done, what you are doing, and what you're gonna do. Like, just claim all of that. Thank you for what you've done. I'm claiming that you're doing something, even if I don't see it right now, even if I'm distraught right now. I'm claiming that you're doing something behind the scenes, behind in the heavenlies that I can't see, but that is impacting me, my family, or whomever. And then thank you for what you will do. Okay, so then the fourth thing. I'm going to give you a personal testimony that brings some of this together when I talk about how he can bring to you a moment that was very dark and show his hand that happened either yesterday, the day before, or years ago. So I'm going to give you a personal story, a gratitude story, and I hope this encourages you, because it actually encouraged me, because it didn't encourage me at the time. I was about 13, maybe 14 years old at the time. And we were living in a place that we were living in a neighborhood that wasn't safe. But God had he really had his hand on us, but it wasn't a physically safe place. But we were living there, and my mom used to go to school at night when we all got home from work. I mean, work from school. Then she would go to school because she was working on her master's or higher education. And we didn't have a car, so she was on the bus. And we were I'm making this as short as possible. So we would, because we lived in an apartment building, we weren't in a house, and we would look out the window at a certain time because we could see the bus come up and we would see her coming. And so we would say, here comes mommy. I remember that. I remember hearing it, and my heart would just sink, because I'd be like, okay, good. She's safe. She's coming. She's, going to be in the house soon. And we lived a few floors up. So anyway, this was a night where we were looking out the window, my sisters and I, and she got off the bus. We saw her, and then she was walking, and all of a sudden I saw this man behind her walking, and it was cold, so he had a big coat on, and I just knew he was up to no good. And I froze. I completely froze. but not enough to, I froze. I went to the bathroom and I hid. I basically hid. I'm sharing this because anyway, I hid because I didn't know what to do. I was shaking. I didn't know what to do because I just felt like something's going to happen and I didn't know what to do. So I kind of ran in the bathroom and was not even thinking. And then, okay, so fast forward, like I said, I was like 13, maybe 14 at that time. Fast forward. Like fast forward to maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months. It might not even been 2 months. My sister and I were talking, and that night came up, and I was listening to her, and I was like, "What?" So she remembered her portion of it. So what she reminded me of, which I have forgotten, because I literally blocked everything that happened after I ran into the bathroom and froze in there. I blocked everything else out of my head until she was telling me, not remembering what I had done, because she didn't even remember that I was at the window. So she said that she saw the man and she ran into the kitchen. Now she's a year younger than me, grabbed a knife and ran down the steps. And I'm trying to remember if she got all the way down the steps. Yeah, looking for my mother. And because I could, then we heard my mother saying, "Somebody help me, somebody help me." So then I did come out of the bathroom. And so, but we couldn't find her. And I can't remember if I went downstairs. Anyway, I remember we were all like yelling her because at first we heard her and then we didn't see her. And I think my sister says she did see her running after the guy, because the guy did take her bag. She always had this big, nice bag that she kept her books and everything in. And the guy grabbed her bag and ran. And apparently she ran after him. And my sister ran back upstairs. We're all crying and everything. And we had a f telephone. And this is all going to make sense in a minute. So we're like screaming and crying. We don't know where she is because she ran off after this guy. We don't know what is happening. You know, we grew up Christians, but none of us stopped to pray or anything. We were frantic. I mean, I wasn't the oldest, but I was second oldest. And like I said, I was only 13 or 14. Anyway, so we're all crying and everything. And so my sister gets, that's back in the day when you had a phone book, you know, so she looks in the phone book. She doesn't know. She's like, she sees police. And so she just calls this number, calls the police. And the man who answered the phone, now I'm just remembering this when my sister's recalling the story to me, because I had frozen. I had blocked it all out. She called the police. A man answers the phone and she's frantic and crying and saying, "We can't find my mother," blah, blah, blah. And he calms her down. He says, "What's her name?" And she tells him, and he says, "She's sitting right here with me. She's telling me what's going on. As soon as she's done, I'm gonna bring her home." Okay, so enough of that. I mean, I'm not gonna go any further because that's we could go all day with that. So when I was told reminded of that part of the story from my sister like a month or two ago, talk about sitting down and thanking God, because for years that story, whenever I tried not to remember it, because I always felt like a failure, like a coward, like I should have been able to go and defend my mother against this big guy, right? I'm 13, 14 years old. That's how I felt. So when my sister told me, you know, we were talking about it for some reason, and she didn't think that I saw the guy. Well, and then I told her my portion. For some reason, I wasn't embarrassed anymore to tell her. I was like, I was there. I think we must have been in two separate rooms looking out the window. And I told her, you know, that I had run into the bathroom. Anyway, after we had that conversation, I was just like, how grateful I am. All of the stuff that's in there, you know, that my mom didn't get hurt. He didn't hurt her at all. I really believe that if she never caught him, she never got her bag. I think that if she had caught him, he would have been the one hurt, but that's just me. But she didn't get hurt, and apparently, because it was snowing outside, I think she actually slipped and fell, and he kept going. So I'm grateful that she slipped and fell, because she probably shouldn't have been chasing this guy, because who knows what he would have had, even though she probably would have, it would have been a fight, you know, but who knows what kind of weapon he had or anything. And so the fact that my sister called a random police station and my mother is sitting at the desk talking to the man who picks up the phone, and then he brings her home, and we don't have a car. It's at night. It's late at night, and we don't have a car. He brings her home, walks her upstairs. So, when I say, ask the Lord to show you some dark times or some times that things happen that were, that made you, that you could still be dealing with. Like I was still sort of dealing with, because I pushed it aside. I didn't want to even think about it, because I felt like I was this and that, all these bad things. The enemy thought he had me, you know. The enemy may think he has you, right? So ask the Lord. I didn't even ask him for this, but he brought this up. He allowed my sister and I to have this conversation, and I think it was good for both of us, because we saw each other's side and other parts of it that we didn't really know what was going on, because during it we were so crazed. We were a bunch of little kids screaming, thinking something horrible had happened to our mother. So after that, I just, instead of looking at that situation now, I mean, this is the first time I have actually even retold it since I had talk to my sister about it, because I was so embarrassed of myself. I felt so horrible, like such a horrible person, you know, because of the way I acted. And the enemy no longer had that on me. And instead of allowing that to be a heavy weight on me, it became something I was completely grateful for, and there were so many aspects in the story that made me grateful, and I was just so thankful to God, and I could look back on that now and just thank him. So that's why I say, if you're feeling stuck and you don't feel like you know something really tangible to be grateful for, ask the Lord to show you, that, you know, things that have happened. And don't wait till you're feeling better to write down things that you're grateful for. And even if you put them in your phone and you feel like it comes to you and you just put it in your phone. I use my phone, not even my notes. I used to use my notes a lot for that, but you can use text yourself. I do that all the time. Just text yourself. Oh, yeah, I have to remember this. I'm grateful. If you end up writing it down somewhere later, fine. But if not, it's still in your phone. So before we wrap up, I hope this was encouraged you and you understood it. And I actually want to challenge you to this, the rest of this week and the coming weeks, that you write down things that you're grateful for, like I said, in any type of way that you can write them down. And even think back on dark, challenging times and ask the Lord to show you his hand in that time, and how, I mean, the fact that we're still here, that we wake up, because some of us have gone through some stuff, some stuff, and we just thank the Lord and be grateful that we're still standing. And then, you know, share with me. Come visit me on you can DM me or just comment on my post on Instagram, which automatically go to my Facebook also. And let's just lift each other up and help each other to be grateful, because like I said, it's one of the arsenals in our journey of healing. So let's stay on this journey of healing. Do not think that you are not healed or you have not found healing in Christ. When you like have a depressive episode or you're kind of knocked down, because it happens. It happens to the best of us. But let's just keep moving forward and keep our eyes on him. And if you don't know him, I recommend highly that you try him. And I hope this brought value to you, and that, and if it did, that you share it with someone that you think it would also help. Okay, well, that's all I have. Everybody take care. I hope that you will come back. Next one is next Thursday. I post every Thursday, and Thursday is Thanksgiving next Thursday, so I'm taking next week off. And so I'll see you after that. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for all of you. And take care of yourselves. God bless you and your families. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.